This is an executive summary of mineral rights and royalties for 1031 exchanges, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Here's what surprises most mineral owners. The IRS treats a producing mineral or royalty interest as real property. That single fact is what lets you sell appreciated minerals, defer the capital gains tax through a 1031 exchange, and roll the proceeds into an apartment building, a net lease portfolio, or hands-off Delaware statutory trust. But it only works for certain interest types, and getting that classification wrong is how these exchanges fail. The whole game comes down to one question, answered two ways below, once in plain language, and once in an interactive tool that classifies your specific interest. Beginners can read straight through, owners who already know a working interest from an override can jump to the qualifier tool. Land ownership can be split into the surface estate and the mineral estate. Owning the mineral estate means you control the oil, gas, and minerals beneath the ground, and you can lease them to an operator in exchange for an upfront bonus and an ongoing royalty, a share of production, free of drilling and operating costs. The operator holds the working interest, the right to drill and produce, along with the obligation to pay the costs. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.